for those of you who are new here, I have this feeling inside that a lot of new people are listening to this episode for some reason, so I want to introduce myself. Again, my name is Jada Chantel. I'm a spirituality and manifestation coach. I'm also a podcast host, obviously, and I work with and create content for coaches and entrepreneurs. So I basically support women with falling in love with their life and business. Like, that is my number one goal, to just inspire people and teach people how to use the guidance of universal energy, manifestation, spirituality, and infuse that into every area of their life and business. So I am an embodiment of what it's like to infuse pleasure into every area of my life and business. And now I support women with creating this paradigm for themselves. So if you're here, you have entered my world for a very good reason. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur or coach, obviously this is for you. But even if you're not, even if you are working a 9-to-5 or any job of your choice right now, this podcast will definitely benefit you in many ways. And I always say, my toxic trait is thinking everyone wants to be a business owner eventually. And that's not true. It really isn't. But there are a lot of people who have this awakening and realize that they can create something for themselves, right? Financially and just by living out their purpose. So welcome. We're gonna learn so much. We're gonna expand so much together, and I'm just so happy you're here. By the way, someone actually called this to my attention the other day. They said that one of my last podcast episodes it cut off abruptly. So apparently the entire episode didn't upload. I haven't received a response from her back. I wanted to know what episode exactly, but if you know, hit me up on Instagram and let me know. My at name is always linked in the show notes, because, like, come on, we can't play around there. I'm sure there was some fire that didn't make it to you guys, so I want to go in and make sure that I update that and fix it, because I don't think the other half deleted. Something might have happened where I did something weird. But yeah, let me know, because that's going to be fun to repost so you guys can actually get the juice of the podcast. So, it is Friday. We are vibing. I woke up at 4:45. Or actually, it was like 4:30 or something like that today, because I accidentally fell asleep yesterday at 8 p.m. I was so tired from getting 6.5 hours the night before, which is just way too little for me. My system, my body needs at least 8 to 9 hours. 7 is usually pretty okay, but 8, 9, I'm thriving. So I fell asleep and I was so annoyed. Not really. I actually wasn't annoyed at all, but I wanted to do something. Like, I wanted to watch this training and I didn't get a chance to go live. So anyway, so that's my little story for the day. I woke up very early for something and it's 1:47 p.m. And let me tell you guys, I'm tired. Like, I'm not actually tired, but I feel like creating this episode is a stretch for me. Like, creating this episode feels very like, whew, like I'm not there, but I'm also there because I have a lot of good things to say. And I'm just glad that I pressed record, because now that I'm doing it, I'm like, this is great. I'm connecting with my girls, and it was just totally meant to be, right? So that's one thing I kind of want to talk about, is unlearning that feeling of dread. So dread was a part of my life for a very long time. I feel like even when I was growing up, dread was a thing. Like, I would dread going to school. I would dread being bored at home all day. My childhood wasn't that eventful. Like, I didn't do much growing up. My mom was a single mom and she was doing her best, but our summers, like, home from school were very boring. Literally so fucking boring. We kind of just, like, stood home and watched TV all day, and I would get so much anxiety just sitting there, you know. I was a child. Like, I feel like I should have been, like, running around doing extracurricular activities, and I never really did any of that. I never played sports or anything. So I kind of developed this dread for life and this boredom for life, right? And as you know, or hopefully you do know, that we are so capable of restructuring our minds and our programs, rewriting our programs and our subconscious patterns. If there's any way that you've been acting and behaving like on autopilot for the majority of your life, Well, the good news is that you don't have to feel that forever. There is definitely something that you can do to rewire your brain. Joe Dispenza goes really deep into that, and that's why I love his work. He talks about basically losing your personality so you can create a new personal reality in order to see the world that you want to see, right? The reality of your choice. You can't get there with the same thoughts, behaviors, patterns, ways of being, acting, responding. You have to redo that. You have to unlearn your programming and your conditioning and create a new mind. So obviously I talk about this a lot, and I'm always working on this, and I'm always doing my visualizations, meditations, like taking in the knowledge, but also acting that way throughout my entire life. So here's an example. Dread has been something that has taken over, like I said, my entire life. Even when I used to do, you know, serving at restaurants and stuff, I remember I would dread it all day. Like, I would just constantly think, oh my God, like, I don't want to go, I don't want to go, I don't want to go, even though I kind of like my job. Actually, that's a lie. I really liked my job, but the thought of going to work and getting ready and all of that, it would haunt me throughout the day. And I would complain to my mom. This is back when I lived with her. I would say, like, Mom, oh my God, like, I don't want to go. Like, oh my God, this is so annoying. Like, I don't want to go. And I kept saying that. And she was always telling me, like, you're making it worse for yourself. But I consciously couldn't see that. I was just like, true. But I wasn't realizing, oh my God, dread is a really big part of my life. And this is actually making me so fucking miserable, because anything I do in life, I dread. In college, I would wake up and just literally dread every single part of my life that wasn't drinking and partying. Like, everything felt annoying to me. So in my present day, I do feel dread creeping up. Like I said, it's programming. So I spent the first 2 years of my business dreading everything, no matter what it was. Like, I just dreaded it. I'm telling you, even if I like the thing, the activity, even if I know that on the other side I'm gonna be so happy and fulfilled, like, it is such an automatic program and default response of mine to dread it. And I'm over that shit, right? So one of the things that I'm working on unlearning is dread, and it feels really, really good, right? So I just want to share that with you, because before this podcast episode, I was thinking, oh my God, like, I woke up so early and I've done so much. Like, this morning I did an intense, like, intention setting situation where I journaled out all my intentions. I reflected on my intentions for the beginning of the year. I compared them. I saw what I achieved, what I didn't achieve. And I made promises to myself. Like, I did the whole thing, right? I meditated. I was doing this. I was doing that. I was doing a lot. And I just kept dreading this podcast episode, because I'm like, I don't think I can do it. I don't have the energy. And it was so annoying. But at the same time, the best part of all of this is I know I'm actively working on shifting that and unlearning dread, right? So recognizing the pattern when it's happening, like, hey, oh, this is a pattern, I'm dreading this, is step number one. And that really helped me, because I'm like, okay, you need to know what you don't want to experience in order to make a change, right? So I did that, and I'm like, all right, I'm so glad I'm aware of this. Because for so long, I was unconscious to it. Like I mentioned, like, my mom had to call me out for it, because I just didn't see anything wrong with the dread aspect. I knew it didn't feel good, but facing it in a way where it's like, hey, I don't have to feel like this. This is a pattern of mine that is causing misery. That wasn't a thing. But yeah, so then I was like, you know what, fuck that. I'm gonna lean back. This is what I've been doing to unlearn the dread. Like, I lean back and I cultivate a feeling of self-trust, right? Self-trust that I'm gonna get my shit done no matter what, right? So when I feel that angst, when I feel that, oh my God, I should be doing this right now, because what if I don't do it? It's like, you're not trusting yourself. Like, you're dreading it because you feel like you have to do it right now in order to prove to yourself that it's going to get done. So, like, a lack of self-trust is there. I'm not saying procrastination is great. I'm just saying, I mean, it's normal, everyone does it, but I'm just saying, sometimes we have to kind of, like, if you're an entrepreneur and you're, like, working full time for yourself and you have, like, the entire day, a lot of the times we're just putting unnecessary pressure on ourselves. Maybe we want to lay down for, like, 30 minutes. And in that time, are we, like, dreading what we have to do when we get up? Because we feel like we should be doing it now. And the angst is just, like, getting to us, right? So I work on, like, leaning back and cultivating a feeling of self-trust, because I know I'm going to get it done. And instead of dreading it, I remind myself, like, oh, hey, you're going to make it a vibe either way. Like, we're going to find some way to make it a vibe. If it's a task that I really don't want to do, we're going to do it and we're going to make it a vibe, right? So it's like building that self-trust that you're going to get it done no matter what. And, like, not rushing into it allowing yourself to cultivate this calm energy as you lead up to that thing that you're quote unquote dreading, right? We don't want to really like identify with that anymore, but it's like, it's just so interesting, right? So, and it was so funny because I was feeling that angst and I was like, okay, here's the thing again. All right, let's do it. I record my episodes in the living room because that's just where we make it a vibe. I have the big screen TV and nice little fall background and the candle, and I just feel great here, you know? So I'm about to record. I'm finally going to take action. And Peter is like, I'm going to make a coffee. In my apartment, the kitchen is kind of like an open layout where it's like it meets the living room. You know, those apartments kind of like that. I don't know how to explain it. The kitchen is a part of the living room. Like you can see the kitchen from the living room and living room from the kitchen. He's like, I'm going to make a latte. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay, fine. But I was like, you know, I really want to get this done. And he's like, oh no, I feel you. But if I don't make the latte now, you're going to be recording out there and I can't leave the room for like 40 minutes. And I'm like, okay, true. So he's like making the latte, and instead of my default pattern was to get really stressed, right? So I recognize those feelings and I'm like, no, we're practicing being patient. We're practicing self-trust and we're practicing going with the flow and seeing any obstacle or bump in the road as a lesson, as something that I'm being awakened to. So something that I can kind of use to my advantage. So I'm like, all right, so he's there. I can lay down. I'm really fucking tired. So I'm going to lay down and rest a little bit while he does that. And then I started making bullet points for the podcast, which I never fucking do. And I'm like, oh my God, do you see what happens when you just calm your nervous system down? You start acting, thinking, and speaking in the way that you want to, in the sense of who you're becoming. Ideas start to flow. Things just start to fucking work, right? So that was really really interesting. I really needed to share that with you because there's a lesson in that, right? There's a lesson in that, and I feel the most authentic when I can just share like my current mood. Or I don't want to get on this podcast and pretend like I was the most motivated person ever before pressing play. I want to be honest, right? I just feel like it feels so much better to just press play and just tell the truth versus like putting on an act. That is the truth. That is how I handled that. And there's a lesson in that. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. And if you feel me, send me a DM because you guys know I love to hear from you. But yeah, so next thing, I don't really have much to say today. I have some bullet points like I mentioned, but I really want to talk about this point of trusting the good, or I should say trusting the bad just as much as you trust the good. If you feel the universe has your back during good times, like you're seeing synchronicities, things are working out, this opportunity is coming to you, you take the next best step and you get immediate results and feedback. Angel numbers are everywhere. You're reading a book that really makes you feel uplifted. You got a new job, a new relationship. Like things are just so rosy and beautiful, right? You feel like the universe has your back and you're just like totally in it. But here's the thing. In order for your trust in the universe and that belief of the universe has my back to be anchored in, you need to be unconditional with the way you approach it. So if you feel the universe has your back, it needs to be unconditional. So what does that mean? That means basically when things are fucking falling apart, when things seem to be going wrong, when things are silent, when things are, you know, not working out in the way that you wanted it to work out or on your timeline, do you still feel like the universe has your back? Ask yourself that. And let's fucking journal about it. How about this? How about you press pause right now, open your notes app, and write that down. Is my trust in the universe unconditional? How do I feel towards the universe when everything is going well? And what is my relationship to the universe when things aren't going well? Let's reflect on that, because this is going to be that single thing that changes your motherfucking life. That's the thing. It's like surrender is so important, like surrendering to that shit, like whatever it is, whatever bump in the road, lack of results, whatever. Like just think about anything in your life right now that you feel like isn't going as planned. Do you feel like the universe hates you? Do you feel like the universe doesn't exist? Do you feel like there's no higher power when things are going bad? Do you feel like there's a higher power when things are really going well? Is it conditional? Because why would you be attracting something if it wasn't necessary or an imperative part of your growth? And I think that's where we go wrong with this whole manifestation energy law of attraction thing, is we feel like, oh, something bad's happening. That means I attracted it. I'm doing something wrong. Oh my God, I'm doing it. I'm fucking it all up. I suck at this. Versus like, I put my intention out there. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm creating. This is happening in my life right now to teach me a lesson, to awaken me to something that I need to be awakened to. Like, do you feel the difference in that? I'm sorry, but I feel like this is life-changing. I feel like if you really allow this to sink in and you really allow this to land, this is going to be life-changing for you, because it's definitely life-changing for me. This was extremely life-changing for me. So many times in my life and in my journey to healing, growth, spirituality, faith, manifestation, so many different moments I found myself doubting, because I just felt like, well, if it was true, if it was for me, if it was happening, then it would be here already, or this wouldn't be happening, or this wouldn't feel so hard. But I was looking at it through the lens of conditional love. I felt like I was doing something wrong. Like, it just wasn't meant for me. And now I see it as, okay, cool. Like, what is this trying to teach me? What is this trying to awaken me to? And kind of circling back to that idea of maybe it's not meant for me, right? We take things off the table for what's possible for us to minimize the feelings of failure or even the potential to fail. Do you hear that? A lot of the times we just stop desiring things because we feel like it's not happening. Right? Let's not even go there. Let's forget I ever wanted that. Oh my God, I feel stupid for ever wanting that. It's not here yet. It's not mine. I don't want to feel the heaviness of me failing and me not being worthy enough to receive that thing, to manifest that thing. So pay attention to that. What has to happen for you to have that urge and that feeling to take things off of the table for what's possible for you? Take your biggest desires off the table. Decide that you don't even want them anymore. And a lot of this is so unconscious. We don't even realize we're doing this. That's why I'm awakening you to this right now, because I think it's so fucking important. Someone posted this on their story the other day. It was like this cute little quote that said, "We can't skip the hard part because it's going to help us grow." And I thought that was cute. It sounds very basic, but I'm like, dude, truth. We're on this healing journey, and we're doing all the inner work, and we're learning all this beautiful information that's going to serve us in creating the life that we want, but we're doing it from the lens of, I don't want to feel discomfort, and I don't want to feel pain anymore, and I think by doing this and by adopting this lifestyle and this mindset, I'm going to avoid pain, disappointment, failure. Because at one point, I was thinking, okay, I found the universe's love, like, I'm spiritual as fuck now. Why would something bad happen in my life? Because everything was so fucking good for so long. And I'm like, oh my God, I love life. Like, everything is so perfect and the universe loves me. And oh my God, like, my new life is so great, right? But then when I decided I wanted to be, you know, initiated. Well, I didn't decide I wanted to be initiated. I wanted to go to new levels. I wanted to play to my full potential. The universe held me to a really high standard, and things had to fall apart, and things had to be really hard for a little while, because I had to open up my eyes to certain aspects of myself that could no longer come with me to my next level. So it's like you're doing all this inner work to avoid it, but in reality, that stuff sometimes just needs to happen. And I'm not saying that for every manifestation that you create, it's going to be this thing where like everything has to just like fall into pieces and crumble, and it has to be so hard. Like, some manifestations are so fucking hard. Well, some of them are hard, but I'm saying all manifestations are so hard. That's not what I'm saying. But when you want to go big, and that level requires a next level version of you that you've never experienced before, Well, guess what? There's a lot of grieving that's going to go on because you're going to have to let go of a lot of different aspects of yourself that you have known your entire life. And that is scary. And that can feel sometimes like things are just not working for you. It's too hard. It's painful. Why me, right? Oh, maybe the universe's love isn't real. Maybe this whole spirituality thing is a fluke, right? So that's why I mentioned it needs to be unconditional. And then lastly, if you're just getting into finding your faith in the universe, God, source, higher self, whatever energy you believe in, whatever higher power you believe in, if you're just getting into it, or maybe it's just your second or third time, right? Or your first time, we have to remember that this is new. This is new, right? You're basically deconditioning your mind from going, this is all on me. This is all up to me. All the weight is on my back. If I fuck this up, I fuck this up because it's all on me. Two, I'm being supported in my every move. And as I jump and take leaps of faith, the universe catches me. That's literally the opposite of what you've been conditioned to think. Of course, it's going to feel difficult. Okay? Of course, sometimes you're going to forget that you're even spiritual. I was a guest on someone's podcast yesterday, and I was talking about my experience and journey with spirituality, and I told her that sometimes I would just literally forget that I was spiritual because I was so new to it that I was like, yeah, I'm going to really like find the universe and really connect and create a relationship with the universe and really like live my life this way as a spiritual being who knows she's always supported, and I'm going to learn more, and it was just really exciting for me. But then sometimes I would just forget that I was spiritual. Sometimes I would forget that I was guided, and sometimes I just would feel so alone in things, especially when things were going kind of downhill. And I think it's funny now that I look back because I'm like, oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah, it makes sense because it was so new to me and my default wanted to keep coming into play. And my default was like, God doesn't exist. The universe doesn't exist. And I use God and universe interchangeably. It's different for everyone. But I kept going in that. I kept defaulting into everything's on me. Whereas now, it is so ingrained in me. It is such, I mean, it guides everything that I do, right? It is my life. It is a big part of my life. Like, I know I'm a spiritual being, right? I know the universe is within me. And being a human, it's like, okay, we're spiritual beings in a human body. And I know that at my core. That's what I believe in, at least, right? Whereas before, I would just have to kind of like remind myself. I would forget for a few weeks, and then I would have to remind myself, no, I know I'm supported in every single thing that I fucking do in my life right now. And I always pray throughout the day. I pray every single day. I pray for really simple things, like I was mentioning in that podcast, when I'm judging someone and I don't like the feeling of it, I'll pray for the universe to support me in seeing things differently. And I feel immediate results, or not results, but relief. I feel immediate relief, and I just integrate faith and spirituality into everything I do, and it's natural, it's a habit, it's programmed in me, right? So I just want to put that out there. Like, if you're new to this and it's feeling a little awkward, you're having some trouble kind of like sticking with it or truly believing it, just keep fucking going and keep putting yourself in the energy of people who believe in this at their core. Like listening to podcasts, reading books, watching videos, whatever you need to do, like finding spiritual friends, whatever you need to do, joining courses, whatever you need to do to anchor in that energy and to remind yourself of what you're creating. And that's if you have the desire. Like, if you have no desire to find a higher power right now, I don't think it's the time for you right now, and that's okay. Because at one point, you could not tell me that I should be finding a higher power in my life. I just wouldn't believe you. I wasn't ready for that. So I respect where everyone's at in life right now. And I would never try to force anything upon anyone, you know? But if you have a desire and you kind of see yourself as a spiritual being, you haven't really opened up to anyone about it yet, and you're kind of just navigating this thing on your own and you're having trouble, I just want to send my love to you because I've been there. I was scared to talk about it. I was so fucking scared to talk about it on Instagram. I just felt like an imposter. I felt like I didn't know what I was talking about. I felt like people were gonna think I'm crazy. I felt like it was really creating friction between my old identity and my new identity. It was really hard. Now I'm like, of course I'm gonna fucking talk about the universe. It's a part of my life and I believe in it so much. It's changed my world. It's changed my world in so many ways. Like, it literally made me fall in love with life. And that is so important to me. So, yeah. Yeah, guys. I love you guys so much. I really think this is a good epi. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. Of course, those dreadful feelings were just that, dreadful feelings. It really means nothing about how I feel when it comes to actually creating this stuff for you. And I'm glad that I got through that. And I'm glad I got to share that lesson with you. Thank you guys for always tuning in. I love you. I've been seeing you guys tag my podcast on your story and I'm so fucking thankful. I wish I had a new cover, but we don't have it yet. It's coming soon. Coming soon and I cannot wait. But when I see those stories and when I see that you're tagging me, I get so activated, right? Because I'm so thankful that you guys are taking the time to do that. But at the same time, I'm thankful that you're listening to my message because my message is really fucking potent. As I go through life, I share with you the lessons that are helping me grow and evolve into my dream woman, which is who I'm becoming. You know? So thanks for that, guys. Continue to tag me. Send me messages. Screenshot this baby. Leave a review or rating if you haven't yet. My love goes out to you. Have a beautiful weekend, and I'll be talking to you next week.